Another school year is upon us. My guest is the superintendent of the Rib Lake School District, Travis Grubbs. And Travis, the last couple of years, the big excitement around Rib Lake has been the passing of a referendum and new construction around the school. So get us updated. What's completed and what is yet to be done?
Yeah, so right now we're at about 98 or 99% completion, which is really exciting. It was a four-phase process that started over, you know, a year and a half ago. Really excited to see it come to completion. And at this moment, all of our spaces are functional. We're in line for a perfect opening. Really excited for that. So right now we're cleaning up landscaping, getting that stuff in place. We're finishing up some electrical, and we'll have odds and ends probably for the next few weeks that are just small. But ultimately, all of the spaces are utilized. So where we finished last year in March, we were able to open up that new corridor where we connected our middle and high school. We were able to open up our gymnasium that's a part of that corridor. So not only did we get to have a really great ribbon cutting ceremony for that corridor and gymnasium, but we were able to even host a couple of basketball games. And most notably, we hosted a regional final for the first time, where we've had to move regional final basketball games in the past. Our boys were able to host one last year and win and cut down our net. So we got to be the ones to cut down our net for the first time. And it was just an awesome experience to hit that. And that was really the completion of phase two. And that also opened up our secure entry for our new main office, middle and high school. So all of our middle and high school students and families come in through that door, and it's a really fantastic office and entry. And then as soon as we finished that corridor, last year we went into renovating our old gymnasium, and that has now been completed. And one half of that is now our cafeteria / performing arts center. So we kept our old stage, just opened it up a little bit, and then renovated that space entirely so that it'll be operational as a cafeteria and a study hall during the day, and then it can be used as well. It has seating that comes out, seating we can put on the floor for events like choir concerts, a musical, which we're hosting a musical in our high school for the first time in a number of years, we're really excited about. And then the other half of that space was converted into our new band room that's appropriately sized, has great acoustics in it. We added some practice rooms, and we have a little sound booth for our performing arts center as well in that space. And then we renovated a bunch of other rooms on a small level, like our choir is moving into our old band room. That got a little renovation. Our art room got opened up because we're combining middle school and high school art into the same classroom, so we added a closet there. Some bathroom renovations. A lot of capital maintenance got completed this summer. HVAC, electrical, things you can't see, plumbing, very, very much in need. And we were able to add on an extra roof that was going to go out of warranty soon and was probably our worst roof overall, and that was right above the old gym. But now we don't have a roof in our school district that's got less than about 12 or 15 years on a warranty. So we're really excited to have that maintenance covered for many years to come. And then the big one, which is why we had to change our schedule last year, is our kitchen. So we had a kitchen that was from 1964. A complete gut. We expanded out its footprint into our old common. So now we have dedicated serving lines. We have a bigger footprint for our fridge and our freezers in there. We're still using a wood-sided fridge until this renovation. I'm very excited for that to now be gone. And we even had our freezers in the same room as our main server room and tech room in the past year. So we were able to build a wall and separate those two spaces so they can be at the appropriate climate and keep our stuff well-maintained for many years. So lots of things in our corridors. We also got a grant to help us with lighting. So all of the lighting across the school district is now LED, which will save us on electricity, which we're really excited about. We did our asphalt parking lots across the school district as well, which was much needed. So it really looks like a complete facelift and a lot under the hood. And the school district really excited to share that with the community and our students and staff.
Well, you mentioned that. The gym had an opening celebration, a ceremony, but you are going to do a grand opening for the remainder of the building, yes, to show off the new construction. Share with us the details there, please.
Yeah, the new middle and high school grand reopening is going to be on our back-to-school night at 5:30 this Wednesday, August 26th, in our new Performing Arts Center. So really excited to have that set up like it would be set up for a performance. We're just going to do a very brief thank you, say a few words, ribbon cutting with our school board and some of our construction partners. And then we just want to open up the space so that people can walk around and see it. We have posters printed, some pictures taken before the renovations occurred outside of each of these spaces. So I think I have 12 or 13 different posters that'll be up so that you can see this is what it used to look like 2 years ago. Here's what it looks like now. our kitchen. I'm very thankful. They're currently moving back in, and there's still things. There's some electrical going in. They're still installing some of the pieces. They're having to move everything back in, but they were very gracious enough to also plan just a couple little finger foods just to showcase some of the possibilities. We're not diving too deep into that. It's not a full meal, but you'll be able to walk through our new serving line and pick up just a little finger food type of item to enjoy and to see some of that new equipment. And we're not busting all of it out, but you'll be able to watch into the kitchen as well, because we're not going to actively cook during that time, and see what it all looks like. And then just explore. So everything in our middle and high school, you'll be able to walk around, see what the new library looks like now that we've renovated it, see what our new collaborative middle school room looks like since we've combined our libraries into the high school. And now that old middle school library is this awesome collaborative space with 3D printers in it, and collaborative screens on tables so that our students can plug in and then all be working, looking at the same thing. So really excited to just see what all that ultimately does. And we want all of our community to come and experience firsthand before we get started.
Grand opening upcoming. Give us the details once again. Date, time, place, that sort of thing.
Yep. Wednesday, August 26th at 5:30 p.m. in the middle and high school PAC. And you can come in through our main parking lot doors, or you can come in our new main entrance right on North Street and join us right there. It'll be a really great time, and we really hope to see you.
Once again, my guest, Travis Grubbs. He is superintendent of the Rib Lake School District. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck in the new school year.
Thanks for having me.